The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show. You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here?
Wow. I can't believe Todd. He just brings it.
He brings it all. He doesn't leave anything. He brings all of it. Yep.
Today's Monday.
Yeah. And it's a big week. This is a great week for you. This is a very big week for Eric Metaxas because
tomorrow, my new book, Donald Drains the Swamp, it launches officially.
Officially.
Now, I think people are already getting it in their mailboxes today or tomorrow. I don't know how that works. But if you've ordered it, if you pre-ordered it, I say to everybody, pre-order the book because you'll get the cheapest price, right? So the book debuted at $19.99. It is now $13.51 on Amazon. I haven't checked Barnes & Noble, and I haven't checked Books A Million, whatever. But Amazon, it's $13.51. Folks, that's an insane price. I'm not joking. They make me pay almost that. I'm the author. And they will sometimes give you 50% discount. That's $10. So you're getting the book like not much more. Like some of these huge places, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, they're able to discount it so deeply. So I'm just telling you, if you want to get the first edition, which is the first printing, which I recommend because I think this book is going to be popular, get it today or tomorrow. Actually, now tonight.
Yes.
If you want to do it this way, you can do it this way. If you want a signed copy of the book, I'm doing what is called a live signing online. If you go to my Twitter page or you go to my Facebook page or you can just put it in yourself, livesigning.com. If you go to livesigning.com, you'll see a little picture of my face there, or you can just put /swamp. I think the code is swamp. So it's livesigning.com/swamp. But if you go to livesigning.com, tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, New York time, I'm going to be doing a live signing with Albin Sadler.
Hey, I got the call. I caught the call. I'm coming
up. You got the call. I'm
from the minors to the majors tonight.
That's right.
That's it.
You're going to be on TV with me. Livesigning.com. You and I are going to do a live signing. What
this
that means
be fun. We're gonna have a
is
great
that
time.
Anybody who wants can have me sign a book to them tonight. So you got to go to livesigning.com. You can also ask me questions. Albin, you're going to be the moderator.
I'm the moderator.
And I'm going to answer the questions, and it's going to be looniness. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. I mean, really, it's like a live TV show because that's what it is. So many people are watching it, and when you're watching it, you can interact with us.
I know my father-in-law is going to be watching, my twin brother. By the way, he pre-ordered the book, and he wants to see you in Pittsburgh. I think it's next week you're doing some signings in Pittsburgh or something. Yeah, he wants to stop by and say hello. My twin brother. My brother.
So I'm around, I'm traveling around quite a bit.
Yeah, you're going to be out there on the road.
But am I going to be, I don't think I'm going to be in Pittsburgh. I think that was
somebody
canceled.
No,
I think that was canceled.
Don't cancel Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm not canceling it.
Anyway, I don't want to get too far ahead. We got tonight and it's going to be big and it's going to be wonderful. I think you could even say it's going to be huge.
I think it's going to be huge. But anyway, the book right now is so cheap. I'm just telling my friends, like, come on. Like, it's not going to get cheaper than this. And if you pre-ordered it, you get the cheap price. Like, if you ordered it when it was 19, I'm pretty sure they give you – that's the guarantee. They give you the cheapest price. So the books are going to ship today or tomorrow or whatever. You're going to get it in your hot little hands, and it's exciting. I'm so happy with the book. And listen, this morning I was on the Joe Piscopo show. We sang Ebony and Ivory together.
Oh, beautiful.
Everybody knows Joe Piscopo. He's like unbelievable. Today I'm going to be on the Andrew Klavan podcast with him. We're doing that today. We got the live signing tonight. And Fox TV we're negotiating with them to see which shows I'm going to be on. I'm friends with Shannon Bream, so she may do me a favor and have me on.
She'll do you a
on
solid.
Wednesday. Yeah. And I may be, but I know that Fox and Friends is trying to work it out. Who knows?
You don't know.
I could be, for all we know, I could be on the Ed Sullivan Show this week.
Could be.
You know what I mean? I could be on the, I could be on the Mac Davis Variety Hour.
Yep.
I could be on Johnny Cash Show, mm-hmm. 1969. I could be there. We don't know what's going to happen. With God, all things are possible. Okay. So maybe I'll be on Outnumbered as one of the women. That could happen.
That could happen.
In these
too.
Topsy-turvy times, who's to tell me what I am?
Yeah.
Except for God. Okay. By the way,
mm-hmm.
In a couple of minutes, we're going to bring on my friend Kelly Kuhlberg. I think of her as Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg, to talk about George Soros. Now, as you know, George Soros may be a character in my Donald Drains the Swamp book. There's a dinosaur called the Georgiosaurus. I don't know if that's a related thing.
Probably
but I'm
not.
Just letting – probably not. But because whoever heard of a Hungarian billionaire dinosaur? That just doesn't make sense.
Come on.
But in a few minutes, I'm going to be talking very seriously with Kelly Kuhlberg about George Soros and how he has infiltrated a lot of, I would say, faith-based organizations and ministries that are leaning left to try to kind of steal the evangelical vote for, you know, socialism and globalism and all this stuff. It's actually horrifying. She's got the goods on this. So stick around. We're going to talk to her in just a minute. This is very important. As you know, I'm taking these midterms incredibly seriously.
Well, we all should.
Well, we have to, because the more I talk to people, the more I'm just mortified at what will happen. The Democratic Party, folks, I have to say, I have so many friends that have called themselves Democrats, but something happened to the party that it has just made such a harsh left turn that it's actually frightening. They are the party that is against genuine religious liberty in America, which is an astounding thing. I mean, they used to be the ACLU used to stand up for religious liberty. There's a lot of scary stuff happening. And if you don't take action by at least voting and arming yourself with the facts on this stuff, you know, when things go south, you're going to have yourself to blame. We don't want that. Speaking of which, we're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, these folks, they are the premier organization fighting on behalf of religious freedom across America. And not only are they fighting, they're winning. For many years, Alliance Defending Freedom has been winning really important battles. And when they fight, they're not fighting for themselves or for me. They're fighting for all of us. Even if you disagree with them, you're the benefactor. So here's a clip. Jim Campbell, he's a senior counsel lawyer at the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here he is.
It was started by people like James Dobson and Marlon Maddox. And it was really just a response as these gentlemen and others like them looked out and saw there were a lot of challenges to religious freedom, and they didn't see anyone out there to defend it. So they said, we're going to address this problem by putting together this new organization. And so for the last 25 years, we've been defending religious freedom and defending freedom of speech around the country.
Well, there you have it. Around the country and around the corner, frankly, if you or your neighbors face challenges to your religious rights, which you will inevitably in these crazy times, we have to fight. So the key here is that Alliance Defending Freedom defends people for free, okay? They offer their legal services for free. They argue up to the Supreme Court. They just won the Jack Phillips case a few months ago in the Supreme Court. But they do it for free, which means they need our help, which means they need your help. Please, folks, right now, any gift you give to Alliance Defending Freedom will be doubled, okay? So please call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or you can just go to MetaxasTalk.com. At the very top of the homepage, you can click on the banner for ADF. And if you give $150, folks, it becomes $300 because of this wonderful, generous matching gift. Now, whatever you can give, it doesn't matter, but please step up and give something, anything. They need it to do their job. There's just no two ways around it. The number is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. Or again, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you like, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top, MetaxasTalk.com. Thank you in advance for helping. When we come back, I'm talking to Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg about what George Soros is doing to infiltrate the evangelical world politically. Really horrifying. In an hour or two, we continue my conversation with the tremendous David Limbaugh about his book on Jesus. And it is just, his stuff is fantastic. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Ooh, 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 Jackie Boo lives her life from inside of her room.
there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And as promised, I have on the line my friend Kelly Kuhlberg. I think of her as Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg. Before I forget, I said that we're gonna have David Limbaugh in hour two. In fact, he's going to be tomorrow in hour two today. I am talking to a brilliant comedian. Some of you may know him. Some of you may not know him. But I have to tell you, I love him. He's brilliant. His name is Michael Jr. He's got a movie coming out this week, but I'll be talking to him in hour two. But right now, folks, I get to talk to my friend Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, listen,
and congratulations on your new book, Donald Drains the Swamp.
I thank you for being aware that I have this book coming out. I'm all a Twitter about it, literally. And I have to tell you, but actually, before I forget, I want to tell my audience that you have been really involved in exposing George Soros and all this kind of stuff. But I want to say that a lot of people would know you from your book, Finding God at Harvard, which came out a number of years ago, won all kinds of awards, Finding God at Harvard. And then you began what's called the Veritas Forum. Hard to believe you began it so long ago. Suddenly 1992 is a long time ago. And it's in over 200 universities. It's just amazing. Veritas Forum explores, you know, the tough questions with regard to biblical truth and Jesus and whatever. It's just tremendous stuff. I want people to know a little bit about who you are. But today we're talking about George Soros. Now, by the way, did you know, Kelly, because you've spent a lot of years now investigating George Soros and what he's doing with evangelicals, but did you know that he might be a figure in my Donald Drains the Swamp book?
Really? That's really exciting to hear.
He might. He might not. There's a dinosaur in the swamp. He's the scariest one. He's called the Georgosaurus. And some people have said he resembles George Soros. Obviously, it's not intentional, but I just thought you'd find it funny. And by the way, the turtle that represents Mitch McConnell. It's not fair to say that it's Mitch McConnell, because you know what? Every turtle, to be perfectly honest, whether it means to or doesn't, looks exactly like Mitch McConnell. What are you supposed to do? That's turtles. You can't blame these poor little sweet little creatures.
But he did a pretty good job 2 weeks ago. I think he deserves beyond
turtle status.
But see,
isn't that interesting? It's like he and Lindsey Graham, they came out of the swamp. And are they going to stay out of the swamp? We'll see. I hope that they do.
Let's hope so. They started listening to America. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. Okay, so listen, we've got to expose the truth here. You've been doing it, but I want to do it on this program. Tell us what you've discovered with regard to George Soros's billions and evangelicals in America.
Sure. And, you know, it is a little bit Veritas means truth. This is not the Veritas Forum I'm doing now, to be clear. However, I became very concerned about America and the sudden fundamental transformation that is not inevitable. The decline of America is not inevitable. I realized we're being outmaneuvered. My husband, David Kuhlberg, is a novelist who wrote a little great novel called Breaking Babel, and we literally followed the plot. It was fiction predicting life, reality, and it was a globalist billionaire trying to swing a U.S. election by funding fake ministers into great prominence. Why? To divide the actual faith vote. So they realized, you know, we started doing research and realized that Soros was funding through Open Society Foundation, that's Soros.org, $25 billion foundation now, was funding Jim Wallis, Sojourners, Faith in Public Life, Faithful America, Catholics for Choice, Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good.
I mean, people don't realize how deep this goes. I believe that George Soros and Jim Wallis and Sojourners, who, again, they've taken the Sojourners and the evangelical left has taken a sharp left. This is not the left of the 80s or the 90s. And so they've gotten to people like John Kasich. People wonder, what happened to John Kasich? That's what happened. Nefarious.
Yes, when listeners begin to think, what's happening to my church and why is it suddenly the social justice agenda defined by the left? Follow the money. That's what we learned. It's sad but true, where, you know, Soros was funding Al Gore and John Kerry for president. They lost. There was a meeting. What do? We need the faith narrative. And it's a wicked kind of Alinsky tactic. And Soros began funding groups like Sojourners to literally teach the left to cherry pick a few Bible words to sound like ministers. They dress up like ministers, and it confuses busy, normal Americans. Just they don't understand. And so it's a clever tactic, and we just need, Jesus said, be wise as serpents, innocent as doves.
Well,
we need to learn about it.
Look, let me say this, and this people are going to think this sounds ridiculous. Some will think it, but I don't, because I know the story and I've done the research. When the church in Germany was infiltrated by the National Socialists, okay, they were very clever. They understood that if we can work with people who are biblically, if not illiterate, don't know the Bible particularly well, we can sell them whatever we want to sell them. The same thing is happening when in America, George Soros-funded people, they throw phrases out there. You just said it. They grab a Bible verse like, oh, we're supposed to welcome the alien, blah, blah, blah. And people say, oh, and that, of course, means open borders. And I say, wait a second. That's insane. That doesn't mean open borders. It means we're supposed to be loving and we're supposed to welcome the alien. It doesn't mean we're supposed to change national policy so that no American is safe and we don't know who's coming into our country and we don't know where our country begins and ends. To make that leap is lunacy. But people can be persuaded because they don't really know what the scripture teaches, or they don't have a sophisticated understanding of how you marry what the Bible says to public policy. They just use these catchwords like welcome the alien. It's that simple. Doesn't the Bible say welcome the alien? And that's what George Soros has done. And it is really dangerous. And if you think that the church cannot be taken over in America and that the government can't be taken over in this way, I just have to point you to the 1930s. Long before anybody was talking about death camps or the Holocaust, the German church was saying, hey, you know what? We can work with the National Socialists. And the National Socialists pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed until the church got infiltrated. And that is effectively what has happened to many parts of the American church. But the fact that you've done the research, Kelly, now if people want to find out more about this, is there any place they can go? Is there a website?
Yes. Yeah. So we created some, it's American Evangelicals with an S, AmericanEvangelicals.com. And there's a great little 15-minute video, Soros' Formula for Killing America, a guide for Americans. But then scroll down, and you'll see a new 3-minute video, Soros' Rented Evangelicals. And it gets into this in just 3 minutes. If you shared it on, or go to our Facebook page, American Association of Evangelicals, share it to your friends. It's an amazing eye-opener. And then our AmericanEvangelicals.com is kind of an informal growing coalition that does three things. One, shares the Christ-centered gospel. Two, teaches biblical worldview on issues. And three, engages opposition to the gospel and nation. We want to be a Gideon's army that stands strong.
I love it. Okay, so the website is American Evangelicals, plural, AmericanEvangelicals.com. Well, Kelly, you've been heroic, and your husband David Kuhlberg has been heroic. You two have spent your time and your money to focus on doing the journalism and the investigation that journalists today are not doing. And so you've uncovered this stuff, and people need to understand this is real. They can look it up. They can look into it. And people have unthinkingly, as I just said, with regard to, you know, welcome the alien, you think, wait a second, you're grabbing one scripture verse and you're saying that you can beat people over the head and say that we shouldn't have borders and we should change our policies based on one scripture verse. That is insanity. I mean, it's no different than finding a scripture verse that promotes slavery. I mean, you know, you can't do that. You have to try to understand what does the scripture teach. And so, of course, we are supposed to be welcoming, but it doesn't mean that we're supposed to change our national policies. And so Soros and Jim Wallis and others have very cynically. In some cases, in Soros' case, it is totally cynically. And in Wallace's case, I think it might be well-meaningly, but ignorantly has twisted the scriptures, and people have swallowed it. I have many dear friends that have swallowed this stuff, and they've decided that, you know, they need to vote for Elizabeth Warren, or they need to vote for Hirohino, or they need to vote for Chuck Schumer, whoever is out there that sounds compassionate. But in fact, their policies are brutal. They're not compassionate, and they're not doing what they ought to be doing and expressing themselves in loving ways. They just, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. So I hate to be so.
It's not loving. You're right.
We're coming up to a break here. I'm so sorry. We're going to be right back. Folks, go to the website, AmericanEvangelicals.com. Look at it for yourself, AmericanEvangelicals.com. We'll be right back with Kelly Kohlberg. See what you've done.
Shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find help, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Talking to Kelly Monroe Kohlberg. She started the Veritas Forum at Harvard in 1992. She's the author of Finding God at Harvard, and she has been using her great brain and her time, valuable time, to expose what George Soros has done to infiltrate evangelicals in America. Kelly, this is amazing stuff. We went into the break. They're saying that. So you have all these people sounding compassionate, sounding biblical, but they're not. I mean, they're just not.
Yeah. And by the way, it's very important for folks to not do speculation, but a lot of this is public information on what's called IRS 990 forms of the Open Society Foundation and other progressive foundations, regressive liberal foundations like Tides Foundation, New America Foundation, National Immigration Forum. Anybody could dive into this. Go to GuideStar.com and look for IRS 990s and follow the money. It explains the rapid, it explains Ferguson and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the Women's March to recruit new voters and new candidates. It explains the weaponizing of the Me Too movement against men so that all of those recruited women could take their places in elected offices. It explains what happened to Judge Kavanaugh the last few weeks. This is a growth industry in grievance and anarchy, and it's actually very dangerous. So we, unfortunately, Laura Ingraham and Michelle Malkin and even Wall Street Journal liberal reporter has been reporting on this, so we're certainly not alone. But the use of evangelical groups, so-called, they're not actually, is very dangerous and intentionally confusing, a bit like Screwtape, the way he thinks.
Right.
And in fact, Eric, right now, there are ministers on buses all across America called Vote the Common Good. There's a Reclaiming Jesus movement and that is essentially trying to reclaim power by breaking up the natural tendency of Christians to vote for a platform of life and freedom.
Well, the reason it's so cynical is because young people are so impressionable and they have such good hearts. And I mean, I noticed this happened with my book on William Wilberforce, right? I write about Wilberforce, who abolished the slave trade in my book, Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call from Governor John Kasich, right? And he was all excited about it. And I was so honored that this governor is reading about Wilberforce. But what I realize is that he and others, they kind of took it in the wrong direction. In other words, it all became about social justice. Let me tell you something. William Wilberforce was not about social justice the way we see it today.
Yeah.
And sometimes people who have good hearts and they're Christians and they kind of get sucked in this direction. And the reason I wanted to have you on is to tell them, be careful, because some of this stuff is absolutely wrong. It's dragging us in the direction of socialism and Marxism. And people, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, they kind of move with their emotions and they don't see that all of this stuff, Jim Wallace's Sojourners, you just mentioned it, reclaimingjesus.org, these are terribly confusing messages. And of course, George Soros is spending many, many millions of dollars for one reason. He wants to take the vote away from conservatives. It's very, very simple. He'll do anything. And if he has to work with the church and infiltrate the church, why wouldn't he do it? I mean, the devil has been doing it since the beginning of time.
Right.
He'll use George Soros. He'll use anybody who's willing to work with him.
It's all about power for him. So let's take these leftist ministers on buses going through Kansas and Texas and West Virginia right now, North Carolina, California, Vote Common Good. My question is, common good for who? It's not good for unborn children. It's not good for people in inner cities where Democrats are in power. We see an escalation of crime and drugs and loss of jobs. It's not good for Christian business owners being bullied and sued. It's not good for children in schools learning aberrant sexuality and twisted U.S. history. It's not good for the handicapped and elderly. Soros wants euthanasia next. It's not good for Israel, who are being attacked by fake ministers. It doesn't make sense theologically to vote for the party of George Soros and friends. It just doesn't. And Christians need to wake up. Think of the whole counsel of Scripture, not one cherry-picked Bible verse. You know, the left ministers never talk about Nehemiah rebuilding faith and culture and even walls. They'll never talk about the whole counsel of Scripture. And that's what we're called to as believers. And that's why AmericanEvangelicals.com, what we're trying to build, is a wise kind of Gideon's army.
I have to say, you know, AmericanEvangelicals.com is the website. And I have to say, Kelly, just how grateful I am, because a lot of people in the church, they are very, very easily swayed. In other words, I find a lot of people that if they're not willing to go along with it, they're not willing to speak up about it. And I think, listen, these people are stealing your kids. Your kids, they have good hearts, and they think this sounds like a good thing.
Sure.
And they drift along with it. Meanwhile, they are being persuaded to vote in a way that is going to destroy their own future. This is absolutely nefarious. We got to go to another break. Folks, I want to remind you, AmericanEvangelicals.com is the website. And please go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom, Religious Liberty. The matching grant is good still this week. Please, folks, they need your help. Thank you. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe. And within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people. So check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542. And I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
This holiday season, impress everyone who visits your home with brand new made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Get inspired by before and after pictures, read reviews, and get the latest trends in colors and patterns at Blinds.com. And right now, you can save up to 30% plus take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's up to 30% plus take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
He knows I believe in him, and I'm not even sure that I believe in him. So that's really, that's overreaching. Folks, I am talking to my friend, this is Eric Metaxas, I'm talking to my friend Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg. Kelly, before I forget, you know, here we are talking about young people being led astray by George Soros-funded groups. A lot of these groups claim to be evangelicals. They're really socialist veering toward secularist lefties, and it's disturbing. So I want to put in a good word before we continue this conversation. Some people know that I'm always talking about Hillsdale College in Michigan. Why? Because they're doing just the opposite. They teach young people what it means to believe in American-style self-government and liberty. It teaches kids what is good and beautiful and true. That's the whole point of education, and they're doing it there. But the reason I bring them up is because they're also trying to do this. They're committed. Their president, the president of Hillsdale College, my friend Dr. Larry Arn, they're all committed to reaching beyond the ivied walls of Hillsdale to reach everybody in America. So we've got a website, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. If you go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, you can find out all the stuff that they want to do for you. They're just reaching out. They often offer actual college courses with actual Hillsdale professors to you that you can watch online. Really great stuff. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. So, Kelly Kohlberg, the website that you have set up is AmericanEvangelicals.com. Do you think that this election hangs in the balance because evangelicals are being swayed in this direction?
I do. Millions of evangelicals don't even vote. And I just think, you know, I could see if you're dying or dead and in heaven not voting, but I can't imagine any other reason given what's in the balance. And so this is why Soros, Steyer, and these guys are trying to break up the evangelical wise tendency to vote for the party, the Republican platform.
Right.
It's beyond President Trump. It's the future of the country that we're talking about. And so the reason Soros and others, Obama even, was funding through the State Department some faith groups to do mass migration was that it was quickly connected to voter registration.
Right.
And so this is about power, period. And sadly, Open Society Foundation is a $25 billion foundation funding all this, a lot of this stuff around the world. America is one of dozens of countries that he's undermining and demoralizing. So we need to wake up, do what Jesus said, be wise as serpents, innocent as doves, and we need to vote, and we need to bring our wise friends with us.
It's really amazing. I speak all around the country, and I often say that if you are ever tempted not to vote or to say politics is not for me, that Christianity and politics don't mix, that is bad theology.
Yep.
It is bad. It's not biblical. If the Bible said that, I'd be screaming about it on this program because it's important to do what the Bible says. But the Bible doesn't say that. People since the beginning of time have misunderstood Scripture. So it's really important that you take the responsibility to understand what it says and doesn't say. And I really think that a lot of sweet young people have been swayed and pulled left toward, you know, hashtag social justice because they misunderstand what it says. Of course we're supposed to be compassionate, but the question is how? And I have to say, with Kanye West, appearing to praise this president for his policies, a lot of young people are thinking, you know what? Maybe we have been getting it wrong. Maybe Donald Trump's policies are compassionate. Maybe the policies of the people who talk about compassion are not compassionate. And I really think we have to think for ourselves. You can't just, when somebody says that we believe in compassion, we believe in helping the poor, doesn't mean they're doing it. And this is the thing, is that if you want to destroy your future and if you don't want to help the poor, then you float along with this socialist tide. But the fact that evangelicals are being very cynically drawn into this, it's just so good to have you on to wake people up, to understand that a huge effort has been made. It's been going on since the Obama administration and before in 2008 and 2012. I mean, you know that for a fact, don't you?
I do. And I think it's time for all Americans to look past words like progress that's actually regress and compassion that's not compassion. We have to. Jesus said, you know the fruit, you know the tree by the fruit. And so AmericanEvangelicals.com, we try to make the case that biblical truth is the highest love for human beings and for cultures. It's unloving to cave to the schemes of globalist social engineers. People suffer. And, you know, open borders are less loving than wise welcome. Socialism is less loving than human creativity made in God's image. pansexuality is less loving than covenant marriage, where without covenant marriage, we see a breakout of poverty and polygamy and disease and loneliness, children not protected from abuse and trafficking. It was covenant marriage that was the progress, that was the greater love. It's evil to break up solid families as the building blocks of flourishing cultures. And so American evangelicals, we want to get back to the wise center of the whole counsel of Scripture by which people thrive.
What is the title of your husband David's book?
Breaking Babel.
Breaking Babel, B-A-B-E-L. It's kind of wild. We've just got moments here, but it's like a prophetic book.
It really was. He was writing it as a widower raising five children in the Midwest, and he had to tell this story and would stay up late writing. I read it. We ended up getting married. I thought it was far-fetched, a globalist billionaire trying to, an atheist, which George Soros is. David didn't know about George Soros when he wrote it. An atheist billionaire trying to swing the U.S. election by funding fake ministers who would break up the red state.
How bizarre. I mean, you know, you talked about this on the air once last year, but I just want to tell folks, this, we're not making this up. He wrote a novel called Breaking Babel, which ends up coming true, and we're talking about it now. We're talking about the truth part of it on the air right now. Like, this is happening. This billionaire, George Soros, is doing precisely what your husband David said in this novel without realizing that it would come true. We're going to be right back to talk to Kelly Monroe Kuhlberg. Folks, go to AmericanEvangelicals.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find help, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't forget, tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm doing a live signing. You can watch me and Albin. You finally get to see what Albin looks like. It's unbelievable. He's a giant of a man. He barely fits in the studio. He's just, you wait. It's going to freak you out. Hide the kids. But seriously, tonight, livesigning.com. I can sign your Donald Drains the Swamp books. You can ask me questions about it. We're going to have some fun. That's the goal, to have fun with Donald Drains the Swamp, livesigning.com. Kelly, this election, as you know and I know and some of the listeners know, it's a midterm election. It's coming up. It's as important as any election because people are out to destroy the presidency and, more important, his agenda, which is an important agenda. So what are you sensing where you live about people understanding what's at stake?
I think that people are waking up. When I think the Supreme Court Judge Kavanaugh situation was very helpful in an ironic sense, where, and even a lot of journalists were writing about, this was not grassroots justice groups on Capitol Hill and banging on the Supreme Court doors. These were organized by Soros people. Linda Sarsour, the Sharia propagandist, works with the left. That's a natural alliance. It's very dangerous. Center for Popular Democracy, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Code Pink, on and on. This is the kind of hydra of you know, the many-headed monster that swarms on situations. And the media is also subsidized to promote, amplify that as truth. People are waking up. We don't like being manipulated. That's offensive. And so the way to not be manipulated is to vote and to show up in droves and say, we're going to be the people. We're going to be Americans. And you're not going to stop us.
I mean, you know what? You know what's kind of funny? You know who gets to decide what America is? The people who vote. If you don't vote, America will become what the people who vote say it is. And so if normal people who love their kids and work hard don't get out there and vote, the people who vote, they're going to determine what America is. And I'm saying right now, Peggy Noonan just wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal this past weekend, where she basically talked about how the Kavanaugh chaos looked to middle America. You see women shrieking like banshees and demons in the Senate gallery. It sounded like an exorcism. It sounded horrific, like some nightmare. And I thought, yeah, Peggy Noonan is right. This is what is happening. This is where the left has gone. And if you do not vote, they will be America. That is a fact. It's the way our system works. You have to work with the system. So I just have to say to you, Kelly, thank you for all you're doing. And David, the website is AmericanEvangelicals.com. I want to get you back on closer to the election for people who may have missed this, but this is so important. Thank you for all you're doing, Kelly.
Thank you, Eric. I love how you promote the good and true and beautiful, and you just do it in a wonderful way. It's like your life's mission.
It is my life's mission. It's why we're on the planet, and we're not going to be here forever, so we might as well get busy. God bless you,
Amen.
Kelly and
Thanks,
David.
Eric.
Thanks for listening, folks. In hour two, as you know, the brilliant comedian Michael Jr. Hold on to your hat.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.